It's rather remarkable, but Don Lipsett has no announcements to make this morning. My name is Bill Campbell. I'm the chairman for this session on the present state of the conservative movement in America. In preparing my introduction, I was torn between using for analogies two of my favorite books as a child, one of which was Dr. Seuss's Horton Hatches the Egg, or another favorite, The Wizard of Oz. Since we are so close to a Danish breakfast time, I settled on Horton Hatches the Egg. The analogy of the conservative movement to an elephant that's faithful 100% was compelling. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. As George Nash's book points out, the conservative movement, like the elephant, sat and he sat and he sat and he sat. Even some conservative intellectuals received the treatment the elephant did when the hunters came upon him. It's strange, it's amazing, it's wonderful new. Don't shoot him, we'll catch him, that's just what we'll do. Let's take him alive. Why, he's terribly funny. We'll sell him back home to a circus for money. Finally, we have the possibility of an analogy of the bird which the elephant hatched to the fusionist tradition. The people shouted, "My goodness, my gracious, my word, it's something brand new, it's an elephant bird." One can almost hear Stan Evans in the background echoing the words of the chorus, "And it should be, it should be, it should be like that." Although Dr. Seuss sent them home happy, 100%, careful readers of the story will note that he never tells us whether the elephant bird can really fly. Perhaps our speakers and commentators can resolve the question of whether our elephant bird is viable. Can he fly? Or can he even dance along a precipice? It should be noted that George Nash's dissertation, which he published under the title The Conservative Intellectual Movement in America Since 1945, was originally entitled A Dance Along the Precipice, The Conservative Intellectual Movement in America, 1945 to 1972. This morning, I have the distinct honor of being able to introduce to you three of the men, and I think the youngest of all the men, pictured in George Nash's The Conservative Intellectual Movement in America. I'm sure that Steve Tonsor was pleased at George Nash's many references to a young conservative historian from Michigan. Steve, as past president of the Philadelphia Society in 1969, has the distinction of being both on the executive council of the American Catholic Historical Association and a consultant to the President's Council of Economic Advisors, 1969 to 1972. If this be fusionism, then make the best of it. Steve?